You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio bars and restaurants finally got to let customers back inside their businesses yesterday, more than 2 months after closing to limit the spread of coronavirus. Their Thursday reopening came 6 days after the opening of patios led to some viral images of packed outdoor areas with limited or no social distancing. So what did we see in dining rooms yesterday? Dr. Myshika Roberts, Columbus's public health commissioner, joins us now to discuss enforcement. Dr. Roberts, when it comes to restaurants and dining rooms, have you gotten any complaints in the last day?
Oh, yeah, we have. We have. Yesterday afternoon and last evening, we went out and conducted 243 investigations. Some of those were based on complaints, and some of those were based on the risk level of the food establishment. But we did 243 compliance checks yesterday.
And what did you find on those compliance checks?
Well, what did we find? We did issue 5 warning letters, and these were establishments where we saw gross violations of the order after we had provided some education. And I just want to put that in perspective. So, 243 inspections or compliance checks with 5 warnings is actually a 97% compliance rate. So most food service establishments are complying. They're doing the right thing to keep our community healthy and safe.
So your department does not immediately enforce the order. You do education, and then after that, you give a warning. Is that right?
That is correct. So the first time we go out, we give education and we show them what they can do to remedy the situation. And if they can remedy it right there on the spot, which most of the time they can, then that's it. We'll walk away and we'll say, we'll see you later. Then we'll go out for a second time, and that can be a compliance check or it could be because of another complaint that we got. And if on that second visit to the same establishment we find them still not complying with the order, then we write a warning letter just saying you've officially been warned. It's documented on paper. We get the manager to sign it. And then if we were to go out a third time and see that they're still not in compliance, we could issue another warning letter if we wanted to. But at that point, what we do is we send all the information we have that we've collected, all the reports that we've written to the city attorney's office, and the city attorney's office decides how they want to proceed and if legal action is going to be utilized.
Help us understand that process, because, for instance, if a fire marshal arrived at a restaurant and found that it was obviously overcrowded, they would order people out of the building because it isn't safe. So if a health inspector walks into a bar and finds people standing shoulder to shoulder, shouldn't that inspector order the bar to comply with the state health order immediately because it's a safety issue?
Yeah, so I hear you, and I understand that, and there are some challenges. So these are orders that the state has given in terms of social distancing and in terms of crowding, and are not necessarily connected to the food code. So when there are obvious food code violations, we can immediately shut someone down. For example, if they don't have running water, if their sewer system is not working, if their other, vital things in the kitchen are not working, we can immediately shut them down. But for these orders, the guidance that we have from our city attorney's office is if we find the establishment in violation of these orders, we do not have the authority at this point in time to shut them down.
Dr. Myshika Roberts, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Claire. Have a great one.